present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a visit to Blackpool's Grand Theatre. Blackpool's summer seasons have hosted many famous performers. One of the greatest regulars was, of course, George Formby with his ukulele and later his mean, lean grilling machine. It doesn't matter what you put in the grill, it always turns out nice again. Yes. And it cleans windows. The household products multinational Reckitt Benckiser have a factory near here where they make Vanish, which is marketed as Britain's number one stain remover. They don't say whether it works on number twos. An enterprising Blackpool company recently launched a modification which has been hailed as the ultimate car anti-theft device. They glue a Vauxhall Corsa badge to your bonnet. It was recent research at Lancaster University that concluded that the impending world food shortage can be solved by eating insects. Well, they say the most nutritious are the cockroach, the locust, and the dung beetle, which should be frozen to kill them while preserving their nutrients. But is it really possible to live off a dead beetle? Well, Yoko Ono has managed for 35 years. We are today guests of Blackpool's historic Grand Theatre. Built in 1894, it has never presented anything but top-line entertainment. And that's exactly what we've got today, anything but top-line entertainment. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Jeremy Hardy. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rob Brydon. And eager as ever to enjoy some hot scoring action on the desk next to me, please welcome the delightful Samantha. So we start this week with a look at ruined songs. It's all too easy to ruin a song. Just look at the entire career of Danny Minogue, Kylie's tone-deaf brother. Teams, I'd like you to add a word to the title of a song in order to make it a lot less appealing. Barry, maybe you could start us off.
Breaking wind beneath my wings.
Tim.
The only way is up yours.
Rob.
Mrs. Anne Robinson.
Jeremy.
Outside La Vie en Rose.
Do you know the way to San Jose, Mourinho?
She loves you, Kip.
Don't go breaking my heart valve.
Papa's got a brand new colostomy bag.
Anne Widdecombe Fair.
Suicide is painless. Jump.
Wake me up before you go go-karting.
I put a spell check on you.
I believe I can fly fish.
Once, twice, three times a lady boy.
Tell Laura I love her mum.
Okay, well, it's... It's time for a music round now. This is where I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. The town of Blackpool has produced some of the music world's biggest names, including Robert Smith of The Cure. Robert is best known for his trademark otherworldly appearance, that of a tumble-dried Elizabeth Taylor. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Listeners will be interested to learn Colin has recently been working with Florence and the Machine. Yes, after a quick check, Colin realised the problem with Florence's machine was a bra wire in the filter pump. Well, we'll start with you, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba to the tune of the Toreador's March from Bizet's Carmen.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. Pissing the night away, pissing the night. He drinks a whiskey drink.
So, it's you now, Jeremy, and give him a chance. I'd like you to sing the words of Thank You for the Music by ABBA to the tune of Annie's Song.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing. 'Cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. The joy they're bringing, who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be?
Oh, Jeremy. To hear him sing like that, it really brings a tear to the eye. When you know how badly bullied he was at school. So, Tim, I'd like you to sing the words of The Message by Grandmaster Flash to the tune of A Windmill in Old Amsterdam.
It's like a jungle, sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stairs. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess. I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. Hello!
And finally, Rob, I'd like you to sing the words of With Me Little Stick of Blackpool Rock to the tune of Delilah.
Every year when summer comes round, off to the sea I go. I don't care if I spend £1, I'm rather rash, I know. Sports in me blazer and a pair of shorts with me little stick. To have a nibble at it now and again. It's nice to have a nibble at it now and again.
Nice try, Rob. Next game is called, and I have to be careful here, Hopeless Swankers. Always have trouble with that word, hopeless. Now, in this game, the teams will be guests at a party where they take turns to unashamedly boast about something which each succeeding guest has to outdo. And when I hit my gong, the teams have to change the topic of conversation. OK, well, we'll start with you, Rob. You're in Blackpool where you've just had a tattoo and a piercing done. Off you go, please.
OK, well, I've just had some tattooing done on me to mark being here, and I'm rather proud of it. I've had 16 moles, little skin moles, tattooed the top of my arm just so I can look at them and not worry.
Well, I actually, I've had a very discreet one. It's actually on my shoulder, and it depicts a shoulder. If you look really, really closely, you can just about see it.
I've got the Edinburgh tattoo all over my body. It's beautiful.
I was going to have a tattoo, but my garden's not big enough and I can't stand bagpipes, so it's just...
I don't know if I've ever mentioned it to you guys. We've not talked about piercings very much, but I've got a pierced Brosnan.
I've got both nipples pierced, and between them I've got running the old communication cord from an old train. And if you pull on it, my heart stops.
I've got all four nipples pierced.
Last time I was in Blackpool, I got well pierced.
Move on to another subject. This time you are variety acts. So maybe, Tim, you could kick us off.
Well, I've got a juggling act. I juggle dogs.
I juggle flies. Fly juggling. They fly from hand to hand. They do the work.
Beat that, Rob.
Well, I've got six dogs, and they juggle me. Wow.
What I do is I actually juggle a career and children. I did drop a toddler the other day, but she was all right.
Well, this time you're boasting about the worst builders you've had.
We had an absolute nightmare with ours. We've always wanted a loft conversion, and they went up there and they converted it to Catholicism. The big statue of the Virgin where the shower was supposed to be.
Well, we had builders came round to talk about a project, and I had an extension in the kitchen.
Was that early in the morning?
Not as much these days, no. So,
well, they promised us they could dig out our basement and put a swimming pool in, and they drowned the people in the downstairs flat.
Okay. Jeremy, you start this one, and you're talking about the most authentic holiday experiences that you've had.
OK, well, we just wanted to get completely off the tourist track, so we didn't want to go to a travel agent, we didn't want to book anything, we just turned up at the airport, we stowed away on a plane, we didn't even know where it was going, we just thought we'd wing the whole thing, just like that.
We're the same, my wife and I. We don't like to go to built-up areas. So we'll tend to go to places that are probably just still glassier. There's no life, just plankton, just very basic bacterial life.
Funny you should say that, because we love whales. We spend our life...
Why is that funny?
Yeah. I'll explain to you afterwards, Rob.
Well, we just think everywhere's getting so overdeveloped that we actually holiday back in time. Kind of like early Paleolithic times. Some of it's quite spoilt now. It's a shame. But you know, we like to just hang with the fossils and just kind of... just really, really chill, just not really go anywhere.
We go into the future, and I knew you'd say all that.
We go back in time to the Isle of Man. And there's a statue of Norman Wisdom there, you know, it keeps falling down.
I've got a Pierce Brosnan.
OK, well, our next round was inspired by Through the Keyhole, the popular TV favourite in which a sad parade of desperate has-beens lay their lives bare in front of a clearly unimpressed audience. I think we should sue, actually. For the purposes of this round, two mystery cubicles have been specially furnished offstage to precisely resemble the homes of celebrities. Now, each team will take it in turn to enter one of these cubicles and to describe its contents for the opposing team to guess whose house it represents. So you can go first, Tim and Rob. You can leave the stage, please. Enter your mystery cubicle now. Meanwhile, the identity of Tim and Rob's home owner will now be displayed to the theatre audience via the state-of-the-art laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Sir Tom Jones. Sir Tom Jones.
OK. Tim and Rob, are you inside yet?
We're in.
We're here.
OK. Can you start describing what you can see, please?
OK, thank you, Jack. Well, there's a big, big armchair, but it's round the wrong way now. Is that normal?
Well, it's not unusual, certainly.
The owner is a keen sports fan, Jack, but he's got a dartboard. He or she, could be a she,
could be
got
she.
A dartboard, but instead of a bullseye, in the middle there's a picture of Boy George.
Oh, here's a sack. There's something written on it. What is it? Oh, from the BBC.
That must be who gave it, I suppose.
Yeah, let's have a look in this cupboard.
Oh, good Lord, it's full of knickers.
Oh, different
sizes. I mean, it's a nice home. Look at this, look at this.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Giant bag of evergreen lawn fertiliser.
There's a cat flap.
What's new?
Yeah. Here's a framed photo of someone. Hang on, is that you, Rob? So you've met him?
Do you know what? I think I have.
Well, what's your impression of him?
I don't know.
Okay, right, Barry and Jeremy, can you work out whose house that is?
It's that wonderful singer, Shirley Jones.
It's Sir Thomas Jones.
It's Tom Jones. Congratulations. Well done, yes. Barry and Jeremy, it's your turn. You can go and enter your cubicle now. So off you go. And while Barry and Jeremy make their way there, the identity of their homeowner will now be displayed to the audience again via the laser display board, while here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh.
Barry and Jeremy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Here we are. Yep.
So can you start describing what you can see, please?
Well, it looks like somebody's been around quite a bit.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's a lot of travel brochures here.
Yeah.
A lot of rough guides.
And, there's a picture of him there, look.
Oh, yeah, but what's he wearing? That cloak's filthy.
Oh, it's filthy.
It's got footprints.
It's got
muddy footprints. And it looks like a lady's shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of duty free. He's got load of
look
fags.
At that.
Golden Virginia. What else he's got? He's got an appetite. Oven chips.
Yes.
Crisps. Packets of Smash.
Oh, there's a bike, bicycle over there.
Is it his, do you think?
It's got his name on it.
Oh, it must be.
Yeah. Very interesting man.
Yeah.
Right. The end.
All right.
Might as well have a Smash while we're in here.
All right. Tim and Rob, what do you make of that?
We think it's Walter Raleigh.
Yeah, it's such fun, you know, hearing you work it out and guess. Well, this next game is about life's great questions. It's a bit like the moral maze. What is conscience? Why am I here? Is there anything else on? It's a general knowledge quiz, but it's a quiz with a twist in that it's conducted backwards. I'll provide the answers to various questions and I'll ask the teams to suggest what they think the original question would have been. Okay, so Barry, you can start. Here's the answer and what's the question? Both poles.
Who are your last plumbers?
The question was actually, which two places on Earth has only one dog ever been to? Yeah.
Dogs always head for poles.
Tim, the answer is a detestable, bombastic, tiresome, egocentric creep.
What's the nicest thing you can say about Donald Trump?
In fact, it was how was Hercule Poirot described by Agatha Christie?
Yeah.
Ooh, no. Jeremy, here's the answer for you. It does not contain toilet paper.
Why do Blackpool folk prefer the swimming pool to the sea?
In fact, the question was, what did the president of Belarus officially state about the Belarusian sausage in 2015? Okay, Rob, the answer is bow wow, ding dong, and poo poo.
What were some of the suggested names put forward before settling on Duran Duran?
What are three names for different theories about the origin of language? Barry.
Yeah.
A bloody awful singer.
What came last in the sewing machine Olympics?
No, the question was, how did Prince Philip once describe Tom Jones? Tim?
Yeah.
This is the answer, right? 7 inches to the gallon.
What's the actual consumption of a Volkswagen Golf?
But the question was, what was Apollo 11's fuel consumption? Jeremy.
Yeah.
Traces of anal bacteria.
Why don't thermometers taste nice?
In fact, the question was, what do 1 in 7 UK banknotes carry? No need to worry about that here in Blackpool. And Rob, the answer is yew tree.
What do you shout if you want a table at a variety club dinner?
The question was, in 1745, which tree did Louis XV go to a ball dressed as? Yeah. Barry, on for you. So the answer is, turned on by a horse in 1977.
What was Princess Anne's happiest moment?
As I'm sure the audience know. Do you know what this is, audience? What happened to the Blackpool Illuminations when Redrum did the honours? Yeah, they were turned on by a horse in 1977. Tim, the answer is your brain cells shrink.
What happens when you move to Yorkshire? From Lancashire.
It's actually what happens to your brain cells when you're asleep. Yeah. That's woken you up, isn't it? Jeremy.
Yeah.
Add Viagra to their water.
How do you serve teetotalers a stiff drink?
The question is, how can one prevent flowers from wilting for up to a week? And Rob, the answer is like a dead pig.
What is David Cameron's favourite Madonna song?
The question is, what is the Chinese equivalent of sleeping like a log? I slept like a dead pig. And finally, Barry.
Yes.
Again, the answer is by sewing two jock straps together.
How do you start a cockfight?
The question was, how was the sports bra invented? It's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of Ornithologist Film Club. Samantha's a keen bird watcher, and she and a gentleman friend have just returned from a twitching break to a coastal wetland centre. It was an exhilarating weekend, and the gentleman's hand shook as he filled in his notebook. 3 shags, 1 swallow, and a record-breaking 12 finches. So, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest film titles likely to be popular with an audience of ornithologists. Jeremy, do you want to start?
Once Upon a Ptarmigan in the West.
Barry.
Carry On Up the Khyber.
Someone just went, no. Tim.
The Rook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Plover.
Rob.
Inglorious Buzzards.
Gannet of the Apes.
Butch Cassowary and the Sundance Kid.
Betty Blue Tit.
Natural Born Guillemots.
Drake's on a Plane.
Oh, What a Lovely Warbler.
Snakes on a Crane.
Titanic.
Poltergeist.
Kill Spoon Bill.
Rook Who's Squawking.
Kill Horn Bill.
We Need to Stalk About Kevin.
Kill Razor Bill.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tourist tat of time is condemned by the Trading Standards Officer of Eternity, and the dead donkey of destiny is recycled in the service station sausage of salvation. I notice it's the end of the show, so from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Blackpool, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Jeremy Hardy, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Rob Brydon were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.